Good morning. We're continuing with the Middle Shabbos. We're learning Klal Lamed Al Lamed Hey. Allah has been started to Mimach. We're learning a Siman Dalet, which deals with Mimareach. So the Chayyam continues and he says, it says there's an Issa Mimareach, Lefich Asalit in Shaiba, Oshem and Ab, Benek of Chabbos, the Sosmai. There's a hole in the barrel, and a person wants to put something in there to block the hole. So he wants to take thick oil or wax. So wax would be mimereach the rice. So thick oil would only be mimereach the rabbanon. He is not actually trying to smooth it out. He just wants to fill up the hole. He's not interested in necessarily the surface being smooth. But Chazal asked to put it in. Person wants to put it in the hole without smoothing it out. It's also because read in Shema mimereach. Because all the guys are that a person might, once he has it there, he might try and smooth it out. So even if it's dealing with wax, which is miruach deraisa, because all asur exer is shema yimareach. But the chiddush here is even the case of shemen av, the thick oil, which is only miruach derabanan, because all asur putting it in. Because of the Xerian person might come to smooth it out, which means even though it's only Sidur Bonan, they ushered it as well, but because of the concern, Hashem Yimareach. Bimareach b'shai b'ay b'chelev is chayv. The person smoothed out by a case of wax, or chelev is tallow, a person's chayv. Chem nebotek shayach miruach. That the person has dough, so smoothing out the dough is considered meruach. So something called play-doh, person that has child play with play-doh, play-doh would be an issur d'oraisa of meruach, if a child would take the play-doh and smooth it out. Doesn't remove anything, it just presses it down with his hands to make the surface smooth. So that would be malacha do a raisa of meruach. So play-doh, putty, something of that sort. So now we're saying over here that since smoothing out is the raisa, the gzera shema yimareach, the gzera that he might smooth it out has also been rabbanon. So a person cannot play with play-doh on Shabbos. Which makes the play-doh muksa. So, because it's not usable on Shabbos, so a person has to be aware that children should not play with play-doh. If a child is playing with play-doh, so we have to go to the lachas of when you're mechayiv to stop your child from doing the chilul Shabbos, and when not, at one point in time, we'll go through the details on that. What point? But in general, it's something which you put away before Shabbos, so the children should not be using it on Shabbos. If a child is using it, you cannot take it out of the child's hand because the item is muksa. Okay, so that's the chayalim's extent of meruach. The next question, which he deals with, does it apply to food? So a person takes food and he takes a thick type of a food and smooths it out. Is there a problem of meruach or not a problem of meruach? And that's in the next siman. Bezus Hashem, we're going to try and discuss maybe some more details about meruach, etc. After these examples that the Chayyim gives in the siman hey, and some other examples which he doesn't talk about. So let's just start Siman Hey. K'shem she'en ibud b'cholim, kach ein memachik b'cholim. So the malach of memareach or memachik doesn't apply to food. Chen mutal ha'achlik o'echol b'shabbos, a person has food, a person wants to smooth the surface, he may not be a minister of smoothing the surface. Ho'ob e'eshel lechol b'loy zep. If without smoothing it, it doesn't become, it would be, it's inedible. So you're starting out with something which is not an oichel yet. You're making it into a roi lachilo by smoothing it. Over here, since it's edible without it, it's considered an oichel already. So the process of smoothing it is not significant, and the chazal did not, it's not also. A person has butter, a person wants to spread butter on a piece of bread, a person has apple butter, so which is apples which have been reduced to something which looks like a spread, so a person can spread that onto the bread. We'll clarify some more about Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.